time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
I had nowhere to turn to when I fell ill from being poisoned, and they did not know what it was, and they never did know what it was or anything else that appeared as a result of not knowing the base cause of it until, you know, I had to go through all kinds of operations, and they all failed, every one of them. And so, slowly but surely, I came out the other side, discovering things, not bitter, but better. I wish you could do the same thing. And I think I am, thank God, an exemplar of it. I'm stronger as an 80-year-old man than most men are at 50. I did my 2 miles today, and I didn't run, but I just fell down the other day, a week ago, and fell on my back and didn't break any bones, and it shut down my immune system. I have to tell you truthfully, I took a antibiotic because I thought I injured my kidney. And the ciprofloxacin, I keep them around just for emergencies. You know, for any member of the family. I didn't order it. I didn't go out and buy it. When I had an ingrown toenail fix, they gave me a whole bunch of these today, which I didn't take. I just put them aside. But I thought, well, it shut down my immune system. It shut down my digestive system, couldn't eat. So I had to go through that. But the doctors didn't understand all that. They just x-rayed me and put me through the CAT scan. And they found nothing and could see nothing, but and there was nothing really to see, because you can't see what happened to my digestion, and I tried to explain it to them, but I found ways of correcting that, as I always do. And it's just a matter of intuition, and you have to learn to be, you've got to learn to be your own doctor. And for that, you need intuition. So if you go on the internet and you start typing in your symptom, you really have to pick the right lead, otherwise you never find it. The same with the diet. If you want to go on a diet, then you've got 5,000 sitting there in front of you, everyone claiming to do what it does, but maybe some do, maybe none do. And maybe if your common sense were not clouded by emotions and ambitions and selfishness, and sort of taking your frustrations out on yourself, turning your anger inward, and struggling like a man in a swamp, with every decision you ever made backfiring on you, including the ones you're about to make on the internet, you know, trying to solve your own problem because the doctors can't. If you had perfect clarity, it would show you. It would stand out. The answer would stand out like, I don't know how to say it. I wouldn't know what the analogy would be. Stand out like a sore thumb. There's something about truth that runs parallel in the world. It means there's something outside that hints of what you should be understanding. Now, knowledge and truth, they're not the same thing. Knowledge is words, verses and chapters. Truth is, well, something different. It's a living aspect of it. Like an apple is, the word apple is an apple, but an apple is a living thing. So the word itself is not the apple, but it identifies, and to you, it's almost like the apple itself. Oh, that's an apple. But that apple's a living thing, see? And so you, there's something not living in you when you're not well, and there's something you've lost when you've been plucked from the tree of life. See, only to be devoured by the disease-causing entities. And that's what I talked about last night. Who will talk about that tonight? Disease-causing entity? Never heard of such a thing. Be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
The last three evenings I have pontificated with great efficacy on certain people. As you did notice, please, if you remember, some callers last night being relieved of burdens immediately through the realization of a disease-causing entity with which they were endlessly struggling within themselves and with which they were caught up with it outside themselves in the form of a despot bully. And one cannot free oneself of these disease-causing entities, because the entity is the nature, the root of the disease, the dis-ease, the detachment from true self, the attachment to the parasite or the seductress or the seducer. We cling to that which kills us. You cling to your drug pusher. Why would you cling to what kills you? Why would you think that somehow it's groovy and makes you feel alive and it's good, man, and sort of like nirvana? Why would you think of embracing what kills you, because there are so many forms of it, including religion, or misused religion, should we say, religion misunderstood or abused, that can actually give you a fake sense of worth when you go into heaven, when you really go into hell. Very clearly, the fascist kind of Islamic fundamentalist, the, I don't know what they call it, they have a nickname for it. You see that they think they're going to go to heaven with 72 virgins. They must be really sexually, you know, starved so frustrated they would do anything for some relationship, even if it's in heaven with 72 virgins, probably all Jewish, who knows. But you can see how religion and politics can make you give you the false illusion of going to heaven when you're going to hell, and kill as if you're doing God a favor, and so on and so forth, and give Jesus a bad name by being a hypocrite, but you don't know you are. Because when you are caught up with the demon of doubt, you've rejected the real truth with verses and chapters. What I would like to see happen to my friends listening to this program this evening, and I hope you join me every night, is not to be so negative, because I am negative, but I'm positive, because did I not give you an example last night and many other night of the scientist who feels overjoyed after 5,000 experiments? He's finally found the right answer to the rocket fuel proportions. And he's happy when he sees the fault. Oh, I see what I'm doing wrong now. Wow. I know Edison was happy in his 5,000th experiment for a light bulb. Wow. It glows and it lasts. It was 5,000 times. Okay. Why aren't you happy to see your mistakes? You're not, are you? There's something wrong with that. Now, animals don't make a mistake, or may make mistakes. The survival of the fittest means that they grow to procreate a better life, an improved life form. And the ones who are weak, will not strong enough, not smart enough or quick enough, they die, and they're food. It's a food chain. The whole of existence is a food chain. Even the flowers imbibe the sun. Come on now. So therefore, what is it about you and people, they are not happy to be confronted with their selves? Animals are amoral. They don't have a problem with right and wrong, you see. But you have some kind of choice, and you always choose wrong, even when you're right. Even when you do something right, you do it in a wrong way. Okay. Let's take, well, just quote Gandhi, and then we'll take our calls. Are we ready for, I see all the lines lit up, but I don't see anybody ready here. Okay, maybe you help it. Okay, thank you very much. I just put one up there, so I'm going to read a little bit of Gandhi, because we have, all of a sudden, everybody jumps on the bandwagon, so we have to, but don't spend too long with each one, so let me do the talk show. All right? Okay, thank you very much, because I can see he's going to be sitting too long. I can deal with ones that are not any good. Oh, I'll just put one up anyway, because it's okay. Oh, none of them for me. Oh, no wonder. Well, put them on anyway. If it's for another program, and give them a surprise. I might give them a cure they never had before. They were, you know, it's fate that we should meet, perhaps. All right. Now, give me Ken. We're using the same lines for another same phone number for another show. This is what Gandhi says with respect to what I've been trying to say all along. We need to be independent. But you cannot be independent except you be noble. And when noble, know what I mean? You have sovereignty. Sovereignty means, well, it means you have a ground of being. A ground of being that's without words. You just know without knowing what you do know. But when you do know, you're quite sure. And nothing shakes that. But you meet a lot of other people who have doubted your truth. So therefore they're offended when they see what lives in you, what has died in them, or what they've run, what has grown up in them, in its stead, a dark side. So therefore you find a lot of negative people, and you find them on the right in religion, people who, wasn't the scribes and Pharisees, weren't the Jewish leaders, weren't they supposed to be priests and rabbis? And how do they treat him? I mean, do you see what I'm saying? His was a living truth, and theirs was verses and chapters. And how do modern-day Christians, not all, but see a man like me? I'm saying the same things. I'm not saying anything different. I quote verses and chapter with a profound difference. I speak a living word, meaning I'm speaking from my heart and not reading just from a book, but I will read a quote from Gandhi about this subject, because there was good in that man, but much remarkable good. But he was talking to the wrong audience. No one could get past their differences between each other. We can do this in this country. We can do it. But there are, you know, there are the dissemblers, if you know what I mean, among us, who are always trading on creating dissatisfaction and servicing it. Gandhi. Political power means capacity to regulate national life through national representatives. If national life becomes so perfect as to become self-regulated, no representation becomes necessary. There is a state of enlightened anarchy. In such a state, everyone is his own ruler. He rules himself in such a manner that he is never a hindrance to his neighbor. In the ideal state, therefore, there is no political power because there is no state. Yes! Not that you won't need people to build roads and stuff like that, and to regulate our armies and whatever emergencies. Now, we don't understand. You don't take this too far. The idea of this program is to bring you back to self, this ideal state of mind, where you can regulate yourself. In other words, you know right from wrong. But when it comes to making the choice to do right and wrong, something goes wrong. How do you know what is right when it comes to do a right thing? Or how do you know you are being deceived? Thoroughly deceived. How do you know it's wrong when sometimes it looks so right that you doubt that it is wrong? See? So wouldn't it be wonderful if you could actually intuitively, without consulting with your intellect, without asking another person, because the need to decide the right or the wrong is so immediate, it can't wait another fraction of a second. Sometimes you can put off a decision because it isn't time. But that is not the full understanding of right and wrong. Sometimes it isn't time to make a decision. You just let it pass. But you're not letting it pass because you don't know what to do and you're frustrated and you're angry because you don't know what to do or you feel stupid. No, you have the wisdom to let the time represent it or re-represent it, present itself. So that there is a combination that's so finely tuned that no human being on earth can replace that intuitive moment. And there are times when you make the perfect decision, but it looks like it turns out to be wrong. And everybody's against you. But the evidence that you know you're right is that you're not flummoxed. You're not cringing. You're not doubting. It's like you move through that. It doesn't matter. You know that somehow it was the right thing, but the consequence seems to prove otherwise. But it somehow doesn't bother you, and it turns out, maybe years later, that you were right. Even years later, you still hold on to, and you find yourself some other place, somewhere down the road, having continued the path of intuitively knowing without consulting with your intellect the right thing. And therefore, happiness follows you all the days of your life. And as the good book says, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, so to speak. But first of all, you have to learn to live in your own house and live in your own skin and not jump out of it or let anything jump in it. All right. 866-8883. Is there intelligent life on planet Earth? Is there, SOS, save our souls, is there intelligent life out there listening to me? Please, if there is, someone call and let me know that there's someone out there not in a fog. Or is in a fog, can hear me from a long way away saying, read all about it, good news. You know? 866-8883. That's an 800 number. 9 to 11. Pacific Coast time, please, thank you. And we'll make a break here. Would you put the begging cup out first? Thank you.
Is doing on the radio, please consider paying forward the gift you have received so others may benefit as well. The Pay It Forward program allows you to automatically donate the amount you want on a monthly basis. Even just $5 a month from people who care will make a difference. Or you can make a one-time donation and help support our radio program and website, as well as our prison ministry and Patriot Outreach program. If you'd like to contact us by mail, write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call Monday through Friday, regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Again, that's the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. For more information on the Foundation of Human Understanding, visit the website, FHU.com. That's FHU.com.
All right, now we take our first call, and I know that there's two stations listening at the first 2 hours, and the main station is Las Vegas, KDORN. I've been on that station 42 years. Changed hands, got an extra hour. Please take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen. It seems like people call off all over the country except from where you are, and, you know, all those within range. I can understand you've got Sin City, so a lot of you cringe. But surely there's got to be someone in Sodom and Gomorrah before the city gets destroyed. You remember the story of Lot? He's arguing with God. If I could just find 50, would you not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? He said, okay, find 50. No, no, it was Abraham, was it? Arguing on behalf of Lot, was that really, or was that Lot, on behalf of Lot, who was involved in the? No, it was Lot, wasn't it? Lot that made the argument with God. No, I believe it was Lot, but somebody will give us a lot of information. Let's assume it's Lot because he lived in the city and he knew what it was like, and so he says, "Look, God tells him I'm going to destroy the city, but maybe 25." He says, "Okay, 25." I won't destroy the city. I won't nuke it. Oh, he said, he couldn't find 25. He got down to one. He couldn't find one. And then, of course, his wife was one of those that turned back when she wasn't supposed to look, which meant she looked wistfully back to the old life. And I don't know if she turned into a pillar of stone, but she froze and died, to put it simply. She died from the shock of what she saw. So I can understand. So is there someone in the Las Vegas area that, you know, that makes Las Vegas worth saving? I'm beginning to think sometimes, you know, that we're becoming so poisoned by everything, and people are so weak and feeble, and the men are so feminine, the women are so brash and masculine. I don't know about the whole country after a while. Can we save this country? I think we can. Okay, let me take our first call then first. 866-8883. And if you would like to join me, I'm not difficult to talk to. All you have to do is have the courage to step away from yourself. Get out of that, you know, that chair or wherever you are and move towards the phone. It was symbolic of moving away from your dark self towards the light. Now we take our first call. Richard in St. Louis. Hello, Richard.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I was calling, man. I've been meditating for a couple of years now.
You're not any better?
Huh?
You're not any better?
Oh, yeah. No, I am. Oh.
Well, you ought to be a little happier sounding than that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been kind of confused these past couple of days.
All right. Now, what is the confusion? Let me walk you through it.
Okay. Just today I had and I don't know if it's a panic attack. I just call it that because I'm not sure exactly.
Well, describe the symptom, please.
It's like I just get like all of a sudden I get an overwhelming feeling of
fear. Of hopelessness and fear, right?
Yeah, it's like it's real scary, actually.
The fear without reason.
Because I don't.
But there is a reason. You're not grounded. Mm-hmm. You're not one of the 300. You know what I mean? Who were not afraid of the barbaric hordes, the 300 that slew 60,000 of the opponents.
Yeah.
You know that. So there's something you're not grounded, and you have to learn to be grounded. Have you learned the simple? Well, how can I say this? The word learning is a bad word. Have you discovered that all of your sins are forgiven? Have you discovered it? In other words, have you seen your faults, the fault which is anger and resentment or judgment? And unforgiveness, what you got from your mother, through setting your father up to fail. I can tell you without hesitation, that what you have in you as a man, because this can't happen to men. This doesn't happen to men unless they're infected by their wives and mothers, usually their mothers. So when you have this state, you are an emotional state like a woman. Now, to a woman, the emotional state is natural. For a man, it's unnatural. So how come you have an emotional state that you live in? How come? What disturbed you a long time ago? What's the nearest memory now that you've been meditating for a while? What disturbed you the most that you remember up to this point? Because there may be something behind that. What is the last trauma that sort of keeps replicating itself in some way?
Yeah, I don't don't know. I try to think, you know, about it sometimes.
No, but you, in other words, you don't really know. In other words, what I'm hearing from you, that you've arrived at a state that you haven't seen, that even though you don't have to know the cause of it, as I asked you the question, you don't need to know the cause, but I can tell you that what opened the gate is the frustration you feel towards yourself and the anger you feel towards others on a daily life, a daily basis. In other words, the only thing I'll ask you to do is to stand back from your thoughts and see how angry you are and how that there's no victory in it. And when you see by the light of truth there's no victory in it, you can no longer be angry, or when it starts to occur, you don't have to wallow in it. It starts to rise and you stand back for it and you just see it's the wallowing. You may get the reaction of fear, or a little irritation starts to rise, but your consciousness does not come down to wallow in it. Do you understand this language I'm using on you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so when was the last time, in the last day or two, that you got upset and wallowed in your upset and wrung your hands, which is what you're doing right now? You're turning this anger round and round in your head. You're upset with yourself. Am I right or wrong? You say yeah, like you don't mean it.
Yeah,
is
well,
it yes?
I guess it's just because I'm kind of confused in the past couple of days.
No, confusion. Confusion is not an excuse. Confusion is where you hide when you don't want to face yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So and so my wife sometimes gets confused, but that's the way things go gray. So she's not right or wrong, but then all of a sudden, she sees me yelling at her, so I suppose then. But she says, "But I'm confused." No, I said. Then she starts to confuse me. Her confusion then, because she can't admit the fault, she can't see it in her confusion. It gives her permission not to see the problem, and the whole idea is to take the pain away from herself by living in that confusion to throw it onto me. Now, of course, that doesn't work. But confusion is a state where you don't want to face yourself. See, so you're telling me something about yourself which is very important. You're not ready to face reality. You can meditate till you...
I want to be ready.
I know. You can want to be ready, but you're not. Something... See, you can't see what I'm saying. I talked to a lady last night who never heard me before. And within a few moments, she was from one place to the other, and the whole problem of our life lifted. And I guarantee from that moment onwards, she will be able to follow what I'm trying to tell you. But you hold on for a second. We may get somewhere yet. All right. I'm Roy Masters with Advice Line. Please support the program with your tax-deductible donations. All right. Now, would you make some commercials and put the begging one out first? The begging cup. Because we need support for our broadcast. I hope I'm doing right by you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Attention, all active or retired military personnel, veterans of any age, government civilians, battlefield contractors, and family members. If you or a family member are suffering mentally or emotionally as a result of service in battle or the stress of war, but you are hesitant to reach out for help, go to www.patriotoutreach.org for completely private and confidential materials that will provide proven coping strategies that will help you overcome stress, anger, pain, or even PTSD. There is no cost for this private service. Go to www.patriotoutreach.org. Seeking professional help is always advisable, yet there is a strong cultural resistance to admitting the need or seeking the help. If you or a fellow soldier suffer with feelings of isolation and anger, there is no need to struggle alone and without help. Overcome stress, anger, pain, or even PTSD. Go to www.patriotoutreach.org.
Noble warriors, the memories of combat in your mind are paralyzing you and hurting your loved ones. This inner chaos threatens us. Anger, isolation, depression, violence, and even suicide. Get your emotional body armor Go to FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach to protect yourself against the IEDs of your mind. You will learn to observe a firefight as opposed to being mentally in it. Patriot Outreach is a valuable tool. There is no cost. Our service is free to all warriors, veterans, retirees, government civilians, battlefield contractors, and family members. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach. Discover how to conquer the enemy within. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach. You are not alone. We are here to help you. You must reach out and accept help. Now you can put an end to the endless loop of negative thoughts. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach today. If you're a regular listener to Roy Masters' radio program, I want to tell you a story about an old man who came to a raging river, and he stopped and began to build a bridge across. He spent many years building that bridge, toiling every single day. And then one day, a young man came, and he said, "Old man, what are you doing?"
"I'm building a bridge."
And the young man said, "Why? You could have gotten across the river. Why did you stay to build it?" He said,
"Because I knew one day someone would come that couldn't cross this raging river. So I built it for you."
Roy Masters has been building a bridge for people for almost 50 years. He's helped to change this country in ways you will never understand or know. So if you appreciate the bridge that he's built, please help him keep building the bridge for future generations. Your donations to the Foundation of Human Understanding are tax deductible. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday. New from the Foundation of Human Understanding, a three-part series entitled Surviving Your Father's Agony, Parts 1, 2, and 3. These Sunday conversations are essential for understanding your relationships. Part 1, A Man's Journey Really Begins, and the best part of it is you are invited to come along. You hear the agony of a man that is also the agony of a woman. Roy Masters says it is the most stirring thing you will ever hear in your life. Item 7758. Part 2, Moving Beyond Your Father's Agony. Hear the man return to have a conversation with Roy that brings him understanding of all that occurred the previous week. Item 7759. And Part 3, Resolving Your Wife's Agony. The man returns again, this time with his wife. As he leaves his agony behind, you see the healing of his marriage. Item 7762. Call 1-800-877-3227. Visit FHU.com. Order the three-part set, Surviving Your Father's Agony. Visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, let me give you the 866 number again, 866-8883, and that's an 800 number, 9 to 11 is live time. Remember that, Monday through Friday. Now, still looking for life on planet Earth, and I know people got problems, but I'm talking to Richard now, and I haven't discarded him when we've come to this point of confusion. Are you there, Richard?
Yeah, I'm still here.
No, I want you to listen. I'm confronting you. Please don't be defensive. I'm confronting you with your own common sense. In the state of confusion you just said you're in is a refuge. How do you come out of that? Is to be aware that you are, and that's not a place to be. In other words, have you ever been in a dream that you want to wake up, you want someone to wake you up, and you can't wake yourself up? Have you ever been in that kind of dream when you
yeah.
just... Okay. Okay, I'm the someone who's trying to wake you up from your confusion. Confusion is a mental state where you're lost in thoughts, all kinds of ideas rushing around inside you. See, endless loops of thoughts, seeking solutions and falling into greater despair and hopelessness. Encouragement 1 minute and dashed to pieces the next. And round it goes, frustration, anger towards something, perhaps towards yourself. But confusion is a dream state. It's a straight state where your consciousness is lost. Now, I tell you that you're not in a right state of mind. And I ask you to wake up. And how do you wake up? Now, listen to what I'm saying and look at your confusion. Look Look at your confusion. Be aware of your confusion, and that's all you need to do. Stop struggling with it. Stop indulging it. Stop believing all is hopeless. Just neither believe that all is hopeless or that all is hopeful. See, just be aware that you're in that state and nothing more. Can you do that?
Yeah. I've been...
Are you doing it now? Are you doing it now? Not what you've been. Don't change the subject. Only now. Now is the present. You know why we call it the present? Because it's a present.
Uh-huh.
It's a gift. It's a gift. The now is a gift. In the now, there's a gift in the present moment. So, can you look at your confusion and see it melt? In other words, suddenly you're just talking to me. Just talk to me. Just focus a minute and just listen to my words. I'm asking you to be aware of your confusion, and it fades. If it doesn't, you're not willing to be aware. That's all there is to it. You're not willing to see what I'm saying. You're not willing to look at what I'm saying. I've seen this look before. I'm not saying that you are this kind of person. I'm testing you to see if you're this kind of person for the time being. Tomorrow you may not be. I want to know if you're... I don't want to force my truth on you now, because there's no use talking into confusion. But if I can talk to a confused person the way I'm talking to you, and if they're ready, whoop, all of a sudden, they're awake. They're aware they're confused, and the confusion's gone. And then we talk. How's it now with you? Are you still confused?
No, I can just, like you said, kind of watch it, and it just kind of fades off.
Good. Now, Now I ask you, when was the last time you got upset?
Consciously, I don't
know. I know, when was the last time? How long ago? How long was it with yourself or with someone? When was the last time? What was it?
With myself, probably just over
Before that. But what happened over the weekend that upset you?
We had a family reunion, and I just... got to drinking and stuff like that, and
that wasn't a happy family reunion, was it? It's sort of, you saw what your family's like, and they started their own monkey business. Someone started their monkey business.
Yeah, I guess more so when people get to talking, and I know I should stand up for what's right, and I just kind of
no, you don't always have to stand up for what's right when people are just talking. Sometimes it's better to hold your peace. You don't always have to stand up for what's right. Sometimes you have to wait for the right moment.
Yeah, but so, I hardly ever do, you know.
In other words, what you're saying is that you live in continuous submission to other people, so that people walk all over you to the point where you get so angry with yourself for not standing up that you have to get drunk.
Yeah, I don't really like...
No, what it is, my dear friend, you lack a lot of courage. You lack the willingness to take the flak for standing your ground. Generally speaking, this is what I find. You are not ready. But you're not ready for me yet. So call me another day. And just listen, let the words I have spoken to you ring in your ear. And think better of it. And call me back another time. There is no point in advancing my argument now. All right, but somebody out there got... No, it's no point. There's no point to it. It's endless.
I just don't understand what
I know you don't. Must go now.
Okay.
All right. It's either you see it or you don't. And there's magic. It's a blessing. And he's not ready for that blessing. Sorry. We're going to go to Tim. Let him go now. Don't you... Now listen, you people at the control room, when I say nice talking to you, isn't it a signal to say goodbye instead of letting him babble away and embarrass himself? Please. Thank you. All right, now, Tim in Las Vegas. Hello, Tim. Let me give the number, 866-8883, and that's an 800 number if you want to call. Hello, Tim.
Thank
in
you.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, my name is Jim, Roy. How you doing?
Oh, Jim, I beg your pardon. It says Tim up here, but
no,
we'll change that. Thank
you. I don't know if you deal with these type of things, but I'm a gay man, and I'm sure you don't agree with that. But
Do you agree with it? Because if you don't agree with it, I can help you.
Well, I pretty much agree. I mean, I don't really have much of a choice.
but you don't know how to choose. To see, the thing is, you don't know how to get out of your mess any more than that man knew how to get out of his funk. You don't know how to. Yours is a funk, just like his.
Okay, well, let's assume that I'm okay with it, but I'm getting. I fell in love with a fellow, and he.
Hold it. This, you can't take any further. Assuming that you're okay with it, I can't help you. I'm in the business of you being not okay with things that are wrong and perverted. And if you're okay with it, I'm okay with it too.
Well, I agree. I mean, if I could have been.
You can be. You could be different if you want to be. You could be. You're not real yet. You're not. See, you. Every behavioral problem that's abnormal, people will justify. The drunk will justify being the drunk. The drug addict will cling to the drug push over reassurance. You're, as a gay person, you're going to be clinging to those who reassure you that gay is normal. It's not. And if that's okay with you, I don't want to help you. There's no point in helping you. I can't give you any good advice. There's no point. You have to go on that path. There's no good advice for you. You couldn't take it. Because you've got to take it at the very beginning. You have to realize the truth. There's something wrong with the way you exist. And with that, you fall to your knees in a manner of speaking. You bend the knees of your mind to common sense, and you get better. It's not easy because you have a lot of conditioning, a lot of reinforcement for this behavior in this society. It's sad. Why are you calling me, though? You either teasing me or you really want to...
No, I assure you I am not playing a game.
But then maybe you realize deep down inside there's something wrong, and maybe I can call you on it.
Well, I'm sure there is something wrong, but
But that's not good enough. That's kind of wishy-washy. Well, is there something? Is there something wrong, or isn't there?
Well, there sure is.
Okay. Do you want me to help you fix it?
Yes.
Good.
I feel like I've had.
That's good. That's all. That's very simple. Simple. Yes or no.
Yes.
All right. Now, too close to your mother.
Fairly, yes.
Brutal father? Weak father?
I would say semi-brutal.
And it was 1 minute mean, 1 minute evil.
I could probably say that, yeah. Well, I'm
just... Confusing.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So it drove you to your mother, and your mother's nature starts to exist in you, and you, the real you, ceases to exist. You're living whatever is a woman, the not so good part of the woman is living through you, acting through you, and looking at men through a woman's eyes. This is your programming, and it's that way because you rejected your father, but your mother was part of what your father became, and of course if you have a boyfriend or whatever, he will become worse because of that relationship. The relationship between your mother and father wasn't one that way in the beginning. They fell in love, but the trouble is it wasn't love. It was using and out-use. And then pretty soon he became violent, more and more and more violent. The more violent he became, the more submissive your mother became and tried to love him. And the more she tried to love him, the worse he became, the more confusing he became, the more she yielded to it. And you saw that in your father, and you hated your father. You judged your father. You actually rejected your own manhood and buried yourself in your mother, and your mother got into you deeply. And you were living out a woman's life in a man's body. It's a woman's nature in you. And you will struggle with that, but the point is, you need a father. Like a woman, the woman's nature in you needs a man. And that's why, then the woman's nature is excited. So there's a sexual feeling because you need a father. You need a man to love you. But the strange effect is that when you think of men, you think of men like a woman. You feel aroused and drawn to that quality, hopefully, the man-like quality that really isn't a man that loves you the way you are. But a man doesn't love you. Your father would never love you the way you are. If he was a real man, he would love you from what you are. He'd save you from your mother. But he couldn't save himself. See? That's your history.
Well, I see a tendency of of those type of things every day.
It is those things every day, and I could help you if you would sit, if I could send you a CD, and you would sit quietly just two or three times a day, early in the morning, late in the evening, sit quietly and separate from thought. Suddenly, the common sense you were born with as a little child, before all these things happened with your mother and father to program you.
I'd love to have it. I've been looking for some kind of, I've been traumatized about 3 days ago. I found something out that was just absolutely the most heart-wrenching thing I'd ever experienced in my life.
What's that?
And I really could use some.
Well, what was it, my friend?
Well, I discovered that my boyfriend is a prostitute.
Well, but it's the same thing as your wife, a man discovering his wife as a whore or running around with other men.
Right.
So it's the same husband-wife relationship, except in a much more perverse state.
Yes.
And it's not a boyfriend, it's a boy fiend.
Yeah.
It's not a girlfriend, it's a girl fiend.
Yeah.
It's the same, replicating it in a more perverse way. Hold the line. I can help you. Will you let me? Please. Let me help you. I can help you back to being a real man that you were supposed to be. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Show number is 5301. Can you remember that if you want a copy of this program? I hope so. Thank you. Support the program with your tax-deductible donations. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm enjoying my present caller. He's opened his heart a little bit. That's nice. I see some good in there. And can we help you? Everybody has the same problem. You may not be homosexual, but you may be a drunk. It's no difference. Everybody's got that fault that needs validating. But the validation only makes you worse. And you draw the worst kind of people. You marry the worst kind of people. You can't help yourself. Your friends turn out to be fiends. Even long-time friends, they wait for their opportunity. They blind you with their respect and friendship. It seems so perfect that all of a sudden, bingo. You live with deception, you die with it. Truth is all we need. What is truth? What is truth? Be still and you will know it. If I can get you to a state of mind where you are separate from your emotional state in which you've been living, if you can call it life, something lives through you. In that state, you do not have the protection, the overarching protection of a divine entity. You have a disease-causing entity, a delusion-causing entity. And it could be like a guardian angel. It could be like a saint. It can be like a great friend. And it isn't. It's a friend of what's wrong with you. And it nurtures it. And it feeds. Please. It could be a drugs, legal or illegal. But the mental conditions are caused by the failure of your spirit. And if you get shored up by verse and chapter religion, you're on drugs. They're dead words. Just propping you up, stimulating, giving you a rush, a feeling of worth, just like Hitler gave in political forms a sense of worth to a whole nation. And they would do anything for that lying love. The lie of greatness. Okay. 866 Radio Roy. Go to the website. Download my CD. Thank you. Called Be Still and Know. Don't all rush at once. Don't stampede and fall over each other, please. All right. We'll be right back with that caller.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Now we go to our caller. It's Jim, right? We got it right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You know, my memory is short, and they still had Tim up there, so we're 80 years old. What can you expect of me? So, but I don't forget truth, you know what I mean?
That's good.
So, I look, am I getting somewhere with you?
Well, yeah. I've heard you discuss something in this vein before, and I agree with you there. But
I'm not condemning you. You know, I'm not condemning you.
Well, that's a good thing because I really think I was just born this way. But
no. Please, don't trust yourself. Yourself lies to you, and don't trust your lying boyfriend because he's running around with another guy. Could at least give me a chance. Trust me. If you don't trust yourself, or if you just trust your own judgment, which is not very good.
No.
You pick the boyfriend instead of a girlfriend. That's bad enough. I mean, a girlfriend's bad. Girlfriend's bad enough, but a bad boyfriend, you know, and have sex with him.
And what's even worse, I knew right away. The second I saw him, I knew he was trouble.
And that you went for it anyway.
And I went for it anyway, Roy. And
just like your mother did. Just like your mother did with your father. She knew. She knew.
Yeah.
And there's something inside you that kind of wanted that, see? Because you enjoyed judging him, see? You're like a woman. You knew he was going to fail you, just like men, women, when they marry a man, or they set him up to fail, and they knew in their heart they can make him fail because women who are not good enjoy the judgment on men. They're addicted to it. So the woman in you is addicted to the judgment on your boyfriend. You see, you're becoming more of a woman the more you judge. Give up the judgment. You're a man.
Well, I just thought.
In other words, you picked him out to judge him. Look at that. You picked him out. You knew he was going to fail you. You knew it.
Well, what
and
I
your mother knew it too.
What I saw in him was intrigued because he had a look about him that intrigued me.
But that's the dark side of you drawn to that.
Yes.
Your dark side drawn to it, just like the addict to a pusher. It's no different.
I was absolutely addicted. The first minute I saw him, I was completely addicted to him.
I know. You're mesmerized. Don't you get it?
Yes. Yes.
You made yourself a victim to him right away, like your mother became a victim to your father.
Well, this is the third time that this has happened to me with this type of a person, like a narcissist. He was a narcissistic person, and there were two more.
I know, but you're looking for love in all the wrong places because you've got there's something deeply wrong with you that craves this love. It's a lying love. It's a lying love. It's the only love you know, and you give yourself to it for the sake of it.
Yes, I agree.
Look, my friend.
Well, the first couple times I've recently done some research on these type of people.
No, forget. No, listen, Jim. Forget your stupid research. Listen to me. I've done it all. I understand it. Listen to me. Forget your research. Just hear what I just told you. Hmm. Will you call me? Will you call me back tomorrow night?
Sure.
Would you call me back every night until you get better?
Yeah.
Because there's only one mental illness, there's only one form of all behaviors, and that is when you're intimidated as a child, or intimidated when you're very young and shocked and disappointed, then you tend to take on the identity of the shock source. See?
You run from
the shock source, which is your father, to the embrace, the loving embrace of your mother, which corrupts you. It makes you hate your father.
When I was about 3 years old, I went through exactly what you said. I remember being out in the front of the house on the sidewalks, very, very upset because my parents had the most horrible argument the night before. And I remember that being the first traumatic experience of my entire life.
That's what set the stage of you of picking up the loathing of your mother for your father. And you've carried on the legacy as a man, but a woman is in a man's body. And look, you are a man. You deep down inside, you are a real person. If it weren't so, you wouldn't have called me tonight. It's not chance that you call me. It is destiny. Give this gentleman a copy of the CD and my book, how your mind can keep you well and how to conquer negative emotions, would you make sure he gets it? If you have a computer, Jim, if you have a computer, you can download immediately. I'm going to send it to you anyway. But you can go to the website, fhu.com, and download the CD. And either burn yourself a CD or listen online, sit quietly, and step back from thought, and clarity about the condition will come. And you won't be stuck in it like a little kid. When you were a child, you thought as a child. But when you get older, you put away your childish thoughts. You got to put them away now, before you die from a disease or something, or broken heart.
Please. Well, I have problems sleeping and eating.
I know, but we'll take all that away, I promise. All that goes away. It all goes away with it. It all goes away with it. Jim, please, let me be daddy for a while, please. I'm an old man. I can play that role. Let me not disappoint. I won't disappoint you. All right, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, the number of this program is 5301. If you want a copy of the program, don't stampede now. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. And Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. That's Post Office Box. Thank you.
If you are a veteran who needs help coping with PTSD, or you know a veteran who needs that help, visit www.patriotoutreach.org. Here is what Colonel Antonio Monaco, United States Army, has to say.
The key problem to PTSD is reimagining the trauma again. How you can overcome it is you and I go into the movie theater together, and as the movie begins, we slowly become involved and we start becoming part of the movie. Well, if I hit your arm and I broke the image of the movie and he remembers he's in the audience, when he goes back to the movie, it doesn't have that emotional bond, or it doesn't have that tie to the imagery in the movie. It breaks the endless loop of thought.
For free, confidential materials to help you deal with PTSD, visit www.patriotoutreach.org.
All military, all veterans, all retirees, government civilians and battlefield contractors and their families can have access.
www.patriotoutreach.org.
Hi, this is David Masters with a question. Are you still struggling with the process of meditation? I have something that's perfect for you. It may be just the perfect companion to the Be Still and Know meditation that my dad teaches. It's a show that I did called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. It's the perfect product if you're just getting started with meditation, you've been using the meditation for a long time and you're still looking for more understanding about the process, or if you want to introduce friends and family to the exercise and the foundation, but you don't know quite how to present it. This is a 101 course introduction to the foundation with a personal touch from me. I think you'll want to listen to it many times. I'm a visual thinker, and I tell stories, and I make points that are very easy to understand. It's called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. Find out if you're practicing self-sabotage or self-observation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit fhu.com and download it right now. That's 1-800-877-3227.